got it, say, I got it. If you don't have it, say, I wish I had it. Say this. Say the word. Vision. Unity. Power. Say it one more time. Vision. Say it one more time. Unity. And what? Say that one more time. Vision. Unity. And power. You know what those are? Those are ingredients for success. Those are ingredients that will bring manifestation. While in meditating this week, and I was getting my stuff together, and I was reminded of something that happened to me when I was in high school. You know, and you know the Lord remembers your life, and He'll bring back stuff to you. And I had a good experience. Everybody ever had a good experience? How many of you can remember bad experiences? How many of you can remember good experiences in your life? Huh? Let me see the hands if anybody can remember a good experience. Anybody remember an experience where you just tore it up? Yeah, you just did a good job and you knew you did a good job. Come on. Everybody shout out. Everybody think of something you did and you knew you did a good job and it was all that. Think about it. Think about it real quick and you knew it was the right thing. And somebody said it was just right. All right. Now think about that. Now I'm going to count to three and I want everybody to shout out that thing that you did that you just knew was all right. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, we need to do that again. Some of y'all have never been successful at anything. Come on, come on. Come on. Ready? One, two, three. Brother Jesse, come on. One, think of something that you knew you did well in and you knew that it was good. I mean, there's sometimes when you do something bad, you should know it was bad, right? So that wasn't too good. You know, you can't fake it, right? But there are certain things that happen in your life where you do well and you just know it's well, right? So I want you to think about that thing and say, yeah. Think about it right now. As soon as you get it, say, yeah. Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to count to three and I want you to shout it out. One, two, three. All right. Well, there was something that happened in my life. Do you know, somebody say back in the day, it's hard to believe that I got out of school, high school around 1985. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say that's a long time ago. I mean, I'm going on 20 years. Lord, have mercy. You know, if I wasn't so dumb, I would have got out earlier than that. You know? No. I started school late. I only failed kindergarten once. Y'all know I failed kindergarten? You know that's bad. Somebody say, what a start. So if y'all wondering, what's the deal going around? Say, starts are pretty rugged, you know, with that boy. Amen. But the end's good. Somebody say, amen. I failed kindergarten. Can you believe that? Throwing sand. Failed kindergarten. They said, I don't want to see him no more this year. But I got to pick it back up again. But something happened around. This is good. I want you to think about some things. You know, I don't understand certain things, but this, I know some situations that are going on. And just thinking about it right now, I said, yeah, this is going to work right there. This is going to work for that situation. And, you know, I'm just thinking, Lord, we just want to see some success. What can we do to breed success? What can we do? And the Lord said, well, remember that big success? He remembered. You know, God remembers your accomplishments. Amen. He remembers those things. He said, remember when you were in high school and y'all had that talent show? Everybody say talent show. Well, we had a talent show, and we wanted to tear the thing up. You know, we wanted to be the best, and we wanted to do better than everybody else. So I'm thinking, what could I do to really work this thing over? I didn't want to do a monologue. I didn't want to do all, you know, I didn't want to just tap dance or do something silly. I wanted, I wanted a big show. Somebody say, go big. So around that time, the musical Cats was out. Y'all remember Cats came out? And it was a big splash. So what I decided to do, I said, we're going to throw Cats on for talent show. So we got some rights, and we were able to do the Cats musical. And, you know, at that point, I don't think I had too many relationships. I didn't have too many friends. How are we going to pull off this big, somebody say, vision? I developed a vision of Cats, amen, in Columbia, Maryland. You know, I wanted to see Cats, and I wanted it to be right. Everybody say, right. I didn't see no sorry stuff. I saw the real stuff. Nobody told me that I didn't know how to dance. Okay? I'd only been taking dance. You know, I was going to go to Broadway, you know, when I was doing my own thing. I was on my way to New York, you know. We were going to make it big. So they told us, if you're going to go to New York, you got to act, sing, and dance, and then do a couple other things. Amen? So for about 2 years or 3 years, you know, I actually took modern jazz and modern improv. I mean, I was working about 3 days a week taking dance, getting ready to go to New York. Amen? Because I was going to be a star and I was going to be rich. Did y'all know that? So for about 2 years of my life, y'all ever heard of, there was a lady called Margaret Graham. Margaret Graham, if any of you are familiar with dance, well, Margaret Graham was the lady that created modern jazz. Well, the lady that, Margaret Graham had a dance troupe of about 24 people when she started this modern jazz dance. And there was a lady in that troupe called Anwar Allen, who was a principal dancer. Anwar was a very strange, eccentric woman. Anwar, during the, they were doing Swan Lake. They were performing Swan Lake, and Anwar had gone to a bar before the rehearsal or whatever it was, and she felt real free. So she goes out on the stage in New York City, and while they're dancing Swan Lake, she starts to quack like a duck. So Anwar, you know, kind of got kicked off the troupe, but, you know, she was one of the best dancers. Well, we had Anwar as a dance instructor. Anwar Allen was my dance instructor. So we learned just about enough to be dangerous. So we said, we're going to pull this thing off. We're going to choreograph it. Let me say, praise the Lord. So what do we have to do? So we need a big troupe. You know how hard it is to get people to work together? Look at somebody and say, girl, it's hard to get people to come together. Try to find a restaurant for everybody to go to. It's hard. I mean, we say, hey, we're all going to go to a movie. I tell you what, we'd all fuss for about 40 minutes trying to figure out what movie we're going to see. Amen. It's hard to get people together. But you know what? I was able back then to pull some stuff and say, why don't you talk about the Bible? I'm talking about what God told me to talk about, and then we'll throw the Bible in. Amen. Hallelujah. So I got out there, you know, and I said, we're going to pull this production off. And we said, we're going to have the cast musical. Anybody wants to be in it and can dance, you come on and dance. And we had ourselves a Broadway audition right there. You know, nobody told us what we couldn't do. I mean, we had a catcall audition. I mean, somebody said we were tripping. I mean, everything we thought New York would do, we just did. You know, we lied. I mean, when they said we were going to do Cats Musical, that we were going to put on the Cats Musical for a talent show, we knew we were going to get in, right? Yeah. We knew we were going to get in. So we said, anybody that wants to come, you got to come and audition. We had about 75 people audition for this Cats thing. We walked in there, someone said, we really played the part. I mean, I really played the part. I was playing the part of the choreographer. I would walk up to people and say, thank you very much. Amen. Some people we didn't even give the chance to do it. So we got this thing together, and we went through certain things. That we didn't have any money. Amen. Some of the people didn't have the talent. Some had great talent, but a lot of people didn't have a lot of talent. Amen. We didn't know that those boys in New York could dance themselves off. You know, it was more than just putting on some fur. You know, we thought you could just put some fur on and run across the stage, but we found out you had to dance yourself crazy. But we got the vision. Somebody say the vision. You couldn't tell me that we weren't going to accomplish that goal of having Cats and being successful for Cats. Did you know that? Because we had, on the inside of me, there was a vision of success. Somebody say, vision of success. Well, is a vision going to carry you in and of itself? Somebody say, nope. I say, well, how did Cats go off? God said there were some ingredients that made Cats a success. And the ingredient was, first of all, vision. Somebody's got to see it. Somebody's going to see it, and the person that sees it, somebody say, visionary. You need a visionary, and you need a visionary, somebody said, that won't back down. Amen. Someone says, hey, that's not what I saw. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So I saw Cats, and I had the vision for Cats, and I had to get people to agree with what I saw. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So they all got in there, and they all agreed, somebody say, agreed, on the vision of success of Cats. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So we all got in there, and you know the second thing had to happen. You know, after I was sure of the vision. See, you can't get people to unify on anything you're not sure about. See, people say, listen, I want you to go along with me on my dream. I want you to go along with me on my hope. Come on, I'm not certain whether we'll, you know, I'm just kind of iffy about it. Nobody's going to agree to anything iffy. If you have a marriage situation, you know, relationship, business situation, people are not, you can't come to agreement until you know what you've seen. Amen. You got to know you've heard from God. You got to know that you've got a vision for God. Then you can agree on it. Amen. Can I tell you something? Can I boast a little bit tonight? I know I've heard from heaven concerning Nations Church.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I don't care how long it takes. I know it will manifest. I don't care what battles we've got to face. I don't care how rough it is right now. We're going to do it. Do you know why? Because we've seen it.
Amen.
And God teaches us how to bring that thing to pass. I'm going to say, let's take the second step. You're not going to shake me in what I saw. You're not going to cause me to compromise what I saw. Amen. And guess what? You get to be a part of it. What is it? Get a part of it. You know we're a part of something big.
Amen.
What do you mean get a part of it? Somebody say vision. Miracles happen when people unify around supernatural Holy Ghost vision.
Amen.
Those young people got together. I mean, some of those people couldn't do anything. Some of those people were the wildest people, couldn't pay attention in class, but I tell you what, they paid attention in that dance rehearsal. Somebody said, we didn't have no smack in there. I don't care where they were laying the teacher out. After 3 o'clock, we had that rehearsal. You could hear a pin drop in that rehearsal. Amen. Why? Somebody say, unity. We were determined, amen, that we were going to accomplish that goal, and we didn't heck no slack. You know what? And if I could apply just some of those things that the Lord showed me, he said, do the same thing, but do a better job. You know, we had one instance that happened in one of the rehearsals. You know, young people can be young people sometimes. You know, people like to trip. You know, and you know, it's one thing to dance. You know, if guys like to joke around when it comes to dance. They like to crack jokes and do all these other things. And I learned something. You know what I learned? Some of the teachers, it got to the point to where it was a marvel. A marvel in our school was a marvel because the teachers and the vice principals and all the people were talking. They said, what's going on down there? We would have instructors and teachers stop in at the rehearsals because they were amazed at the spirit of unity on the thing. Why was there such peace and why was there such order and how were they able to get this done? What's going on down there? There was no advisor, no nothing, but yet we had about 30 young people, amen, able to cooperate and function together. Amen. We were unified. You know what I learned? One time we had somebody say, just one. One time there was somebody that tried to challenge that authority, that tried to challenge the vision, amen, that tried to put some slack inside the rope. So we were, we were having a thing, and we would give it a little pep talk and do our stuff. We were talking about where we wanted to go, and somebody was laughing in the back. You ever hear what that's like? Somebody laughing in the back. You know, you try to talk, and just one person laughing in the back. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just looked at the individual and said, what's so funny? Look at them and say, what's so funny? What's so funny? And I mean, what's so funny? And on the inside of me, you know, somebody say, look at somebody and say, why? Say why. One of the things, you know, that person cracked a joke because they were able. That person cracked a joke in that rehearsal because what that person wanted attention. But you know what? That person receiving attention wasn't part of the vision. And that wasn't a part of our goal. If we would have let that person go on acting up, you know what? We wouldn't accomplish our goal. But that person really wanted to accomplish something. So when you get misbehavior, somebody say misbehavior. You know we get misbehavior in church sometime? And you know how we can cut misbehavior out? Look at the person and say, why? You ever ask yourself, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you zapping out? Why are you so upset? Somebody say, why? When you check your motives, amen. Amen. When you check every motive that you have, you'll find out, you know, why you do some of the crazy things you do. Somebody say, vision. After vision, what? Unity. There are several scriptures in the Bible about unity. Did you know that? Everybody say the word unity 3 times. Whenever the devil wants to tear something up or hinder something from being successful, family, ministry, business, relationships, he works against unity. You know what? When people unify, there's only one thing they could ever stop them. You know what that is? Huh? Discord will stop them? Well, if people are unified, discord can't get them. There's one, only God can stop a group of people that unify on any issue. You remember the Tower of Babel? I was going there. Somebody say amen. Remember the Tower of Babel? God said, listen, I got to confuse these people because if I don't confuse them, there'll be nothing too hard for them. How would you like that? Somebody say, there's nothing too hard for any group of people or for anybody that unify around a good vision. Somebody say, if you can work peace and unity, you can work any mighty work with God. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. So vision, then after vision what? Unity. After we get this supernatural vision, let's go there real quick, okay? Psalm chapter 133, verse 1. How good and pleasant. Somebody say good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in what? In unity. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Haran were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestowing his blessing, even life forevermore. Say, God dispose, you know what he does? He pours out his anointing, he pours out his grace, and he bestows his blessing on what? What does he bestow his blessing on? Unity. But people can't unify. What do we unify on? Personality? No. Do we unify just for the sake of unity? No. You can only unify on a vision. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you find disorder, what do you got to do? If you find strife, you find all those other things, but you got to go back to the Word. Whatever the word of that promise is. Sometimes in your family, how many of you gotten stuff in your family and you find out that you're at discord? Stop immediately and go back. What did God say concerning our marriage? What did God say concerning our marriage? I don't care what's going on right now, but I want to know, what is the word? Somebody say, we need to unify on the vision. If you can't come together, come to the vision and let the vision bring you together. Say, we can do it together. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise God. When you unify around this, you can get to the point and say, I got to get over this, amen. You know, this one might drive me up a wall, amen, but I believe in that vision, amen. I'm going to stick to the vision, and if we stick to the vision, we can deal with each other's mishaps. Somebody say, vision, then unity. Somebody say, praise God. What's greater? What will you sacrifice the will of God for in your life? Will you allow disorder, disagreement, you know, and discord, all those things from hindering you from apprehending what God has for you? Can I tell you the miracle that God has for this church, the miracle that God has for your life, the miracle that God has for your family, it's only going to come about as you learn what the vision of God is for your life. You got to learn what the word of God is for your life. You got to learn what the word of God is for that ministry. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Or a lack of the word. That means when people don't, churches that don't know what the word is for it, that don't know what the vision is for it, guess what happens? Those churches die. But churches, even though they have difficulty, if they keep speaking the word, if they keep speaking the promise of God, amen, they keep speaking the vision, they'll get there. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That word knowledge can also be transformed to debar. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, talk up the vision. What are we doing right now? We're not worried about the money, even though money's got to come in. We're not worried about all the circumstances, all the problems. What are we going to do? Somebody say, talk the vision. The Bible says, write the vision. Make it and put it up there where everybody can see it, that they may run that reads it. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. How can we expect you to unify? Amen. If you don't have a vision to unify on, there's a vision that God has for you. Amen. And that vision is of the Holy Ghost. Yes. That vision, and you can trust it. You can put your life on it and unify around it. It'll take care of you. Somebody say hallelujah. So you're getting out there, Brother Rod. You're getting out there, Brother Rod, but watch it come to pass. I get excited. You know, the Holy Ghost said, speak the vision. That's what we're doing tonight. Somebody said, well, this is the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's the Holy Ghost meeting. If I do what the Holy Ghost tells me to do, it'll be a Holy Ghost meeting. There's a vision. There's a promise. God wants to do something. God's telling you, listen, talk the vision everywhere you go. Learn the vision. Get on the website. Read it every day. Read it every day. Somebody say, read it. Read it. I tell you what, the Lord was dealing in my heart. You know, God speaking. He says, you know what? Your job is going to come. He says, you're going to become the visionary. You just speak the things that I say. You just speak the things that I say and watch it start to happen. Watch it start to happen. Watch it start to come about. God said this and we'll be able to do it. Somebody say, unify around vision.
Let the devil call you a liar, but let God's word be true. Talk it up. Somebody say amen. It's time the word of the. It's time to water the word. Amen. It's time to out-talk the devil. Say, I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's happening. This is what shall be, and this is what I believe. You can't make me stop believing what God wants to do. There'll be a manifestation. I don't care if it looks impossible. This is what God says, and this is what I believe, and what are you going to do about it? So I can believe whatever I want to believe. And my faith and my confidence in the promise of God and in the vision of God is greater than your unbelief and doubt. God's trying to get me to tell you people tonight, listen, if people can unify and agree on anything, it'll be done for them.
That's right.
There's power in unity. Three ingredients for success: vision, unity, and Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
You come together.
You come together as one body. You just, when you come together in agreement, say, listen, we're going to stick together. We're going to love each other. God will pour his power into that, and something will happen. I want you to know there's only one person that can stop this thing from rolling. It's not the devil. It's not anybody in here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Only God. Amen.
Amen.
Only God. Amen. And I don't believe God would stop something he started.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God. So we got a God that can do anything, looking for people that can do anything. Amen. If God said that, there will be nothing impossible for them. There will be nothing. Even God said that people can get to the point that the power of unity has the ability to do anything. The power of unity can pay bills. The power of unity can make a church grow. A power of unity can change a city. A power of unity can have revival.
Amen.
Someone say, come together. I dare you. Somebody say hallelujah. What do you come together? Hold on while I take care of that real quick. I'm going to take care of that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say vision.
Vision.
Hallelujah. And what?
Unity.
Say it one more time. Vision and unity.
Unity.
Say, I've got a word.
I've got a word.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I've got a word.
I've got a word.
Say it one more time. I've got a
word.
From God.
And
I agree with it.
I agree with it.
Woo! Hallelujah. You know what I told you? You know, there were some people said this is really crazy. You know, I would always do something and say, as long as you give me somebody to go with me, I'll go.
Amen.
You know, and you can say that. You can say that. You know that he sent them out two by two.
That's right.
He sent them out two by two. When you get your help, you can do just about anything. Amen. All you need is two. All you need is two. You don't need 10,000. You don't need five. You just need two.
Amen.
You just need two to psych each other out.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Yeah.
Amen.
I believe it too. Let's do it. You don't need no 50,000, no 10,000. I don't care if everybody else says you're crazy. Get one that'll agree with you and watch what happens. Two believers can produce glory to God. Two believers can build up more than what $10,000 can tear up. So we say, out, talk the devil. So you can have listen, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And every word spoken against you, I get you. God will condemn that stuff.
Amen.
You know what the truth is. Somebody say amen. One word out of the mouth of God outdoes 1,010 words from the devil.
Amen.
They can talk all they want to, but I know what God said. But it won't start to happen in your life until you start to say it too. God's been speaking to us for a while. He said about that confidence thing. You know, we've been going through some stuff, and it's hard to speak the vision of God when you're going through some stuff. But we don't have a choice. We got to talk to vision. We got to talk faith. Amen? Now faith is substance for things hoped for, evidence for things not seen. Let your faith, your confidence, and your unity be evidence for the unseen.
Amen.
Why are you still here? Say, I believe. Glory to God. Say, I believe. And there'll be a manifestation for that thing you believe. Glory to God. Your faith and your labor of love, it won't be in vain. It'll happen. Somebody say, thank God. How good, somebody say, good and pleasant it is when brethren live together. Somebody say, live together. Now listen, didn't say it's good and pleasant just living together. There are a bunch of people you can live with and ain't so good and it ain't so pleasant. Do you hear what I'm saying? We had a bunch of people that tried to live together. It wasn't good. It wasn't pleasant. I tell you what, it was a degree of hell. You ever had that? Some Christian folk or so-called Christians, I tell you what, you got more strife and more mess with them than anything you can ever imagine. That's not good. Amen? But the Bible says how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in what? In unity. You won't be able to see the good and the pleasantness of God until you decide to dwell in unity. The Bible says where there is strife and envy and all that stuff, there's every evil work among you. How can evil and good abide in the same house? Somebody say, praise God. So say, every evil work. Glory to God. Say, every evil work. So if you got every evil work with disunity, glory to God, when you got you, you got every good and pleasant thing. You got every good and pleasant thing. Somebody say, I wouldn't trade the good and pleasant, amen, for the big mess any day. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Where do you dwell? You dwell in that vision in unity. Somebody say, I agree. Don't break the power of agreement. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Miracles happen when people do things like that. Nothing. Somebody say, absolutely nothing. God said that. Not Ron, not Brother Hagin, not Brother Copeland. God said that absolutely nothing will be impossible for them. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Here's a statement that I had in my notes right here. It says, when people are determined and unified, nothing can stop them but God. When people are determined and unified, nothing can stop them but God. That's why, but I tell you what, if you're unified on God's vision, he won't stop you. He'll let you go for it. Somebody say, praise God. Here's another verse. Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of what? Mind. Go there. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12. Somebody say, it's time to get in the Word and get what God's got for us. Amen. It's time to reap some of those blessings that God has for us in a spiritual way. Amen. Let's come together and pull down heaven. Let's come together and unify and watch the vision come to pass and so we can all be blessed. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them what? Unity of mind. To carry out what the king and his officials had ordered. My God. Following the word of the Lord. So say, let it be here. How would you like that? How would you like that? How would you like the word of the Lord be spoken? Amen. And the people prophesy it out and speak it out. Leadership speaks it out. Amen. And the hand of God gets all over you. Somebody say, the power gets on you, amen, that you might be able to carry out the word of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God. That's what we want. That's what we're going to see. Somebody say, amen. Amen. That's what the devil's afraid of. Somebody say, praise God. That's why they like to run people down. That's why they're trying to disturb and try to destroy the spirit of prophecy. That's why they don't like true leadership. That's why they don't like to hear somebody say, thus saith God. They want to talk about everything, question everything, amen. But sometimes God speaks. God speaks, glory to God, and that's how he's going to do it in this last hour, and the people are going to hear the word, and the hand of God's going to get on them, and they'll do it. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the way it is. That's the way God designed it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, see it, speak it, watch it happen. Oh, This is the hour and this is the day. Amen. Hallelujah. When that which was imperfect is gone away, because that which is perfect has come. Somebody say, thank God. That which was imperfect is gone. Now that which is perfect and ready for use has come.
Hallelujah.
Now God's going to give you a word, and he's going to put his hand on you, and it's going to manifest.
Yes, amen.
You will take the city in Jesus' name. You will take the city in Jesus' name. You will do it. You will overcome. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. There's a spirit of you. Everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants the same thing in this thing. We just need to unify and speak it out. Be very cautious. God wore me out. Let me tell you what. Listen, unless God build the house, they labor in vain. I want what God wants, because that's what's going to happen anyhow. What he wants is better than what we could ever have. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo, thank God. I'm excited to see what he can do. That's why I want to do my job. What is my job? Listen to him and speak it out and watch his hand get on somebody to do it. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. He's still talking today. He's still talking today. He's still talking today. He's still moving today. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank God we are not in the silent years anymore. Hallelujah. Thank God that there's still somebody, some people out there. I'm not just talking about one. There's still some people out there that see a little bit of heaven and not afraid to speak it out in earth. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea, even this city, even Conroe, even out there on 1960, or even out there by Beltway 8. It shall come to pass. I don't care what's happening right now. It'll come to pass. That's what God said. Somebody say hallelujah. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them what? Somebody say, all I need is some unity. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, God, put your hand on me that I might be unified. Amen, to see you move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quickly. Jesse, get down here with your wife. Is that your wife? Amen? Or is that your, amen? Just put your hand on that person. Find somebody to unify with. Quickly. Come on down. Quickly. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. Why are you moving so slow? Find somebody and get in agreement with them right now in the name of Jesus. Just find anybody and get in agreement right now in the name of Jesus. Quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Look at the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Go on back there with them. Come on. Find somebody. Get in agreement with them. Supernatural. Go on back there. Either Rex or Jesse, sister. Hallelujah. Oh, you got them. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, praise God. And I speak, may the hand of God be upon you right now in the name of Jesus to unify you and bring you together, that you might see the power of God start to manifest. Somebody say, let the hand of God be upon me, that we might be unified in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray it right now in the name. And I speak, nothing will be impossible for you. Absolutely nothing will be impossible to you. You'll overcome. You'll win in Jesus' name. Look at that person and say, I agree with you in the name of Jesus. Speak it out. Speak it seven times. Grab them by both hands and speak it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say, we agree. Speak it. Speak it. Say, we agree. Say, I'm with you. Say, we're going to do it. Say, we're going to do it. No, you speak it. Look and say, it's going to happen. Glory to God. Yes, it is. I agree with you. Say, the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. Rakatada baha shikamahana ha. Hey, say, I'm on your side. Hallelujah. I'm with you. Amen. The devil's not going to be able to tear us up. Glory to God. We're going to see it happen. Look at that person. Say, I've got. Say, you might not know this, but I've got great faith. Let's put it together. Now look at that person in the face right now and say, I've got great faith. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. When we put our faith together, woo! Say, absolutely nothing will be impossible. Look at that person's face. Say, you can have
whatsoever God says and you say in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm going to stand with you. Look, I'm this is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to stand with you. And I call that vision. I call that dream. I call that hope. Ooh, to be firm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, that's good. Somebody say, thank God. Shout about it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, thank God. Somebody say, it's not too hard. Say, we can do anything. Glory to God. Ooh, God likes people that unify and agree. Break that. Hug everybody right now, quickly. I'm not in it. Go find somebody. Hug them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go and love them right now. Break. There's a spirit right now. Love. Quickly, get to somebody. Love them. Oh, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. The hand of God. My God, girl. Hallelujah. Oh, break. Get out there. Get it going right now. Unify right now in the name of Jesus. Rabakai, woo, hallelujah. Say, I love you, brother. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, it's about to get good. It's about to get good. Say, it's about to get good. Hallelujah. Say, I agree with your prosperity. I agree with your ministry. I agree with your dream. Hallelujah. I want you to come up, and I'm going to make sure it happens. I'm for your good. I'm for your good. Oh, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch some stuff break off. Watch some stuff break off. Look at them and say, I'm for your good. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, somebody say, nothing, nothing is impossible for people that agree and are unified as long as that people agree with God. Hallelujah. Listen, Romans chapter 15, verse 5. I got to get to the airport, so y'all are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance, hallelujah. See, I tell you what, I got some motives tonight. I wrote down here, somebody said, the purpose, the desired goal is that the members of the church would be lifted up and encouraged, that they would see the vision, embrace unity, and pray for power. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what my motivation is. That the members of the church would be uplifted and encouraged, that they would see the vision, embrace unity, and pray for power. Somebody say hallelujah. Bring it in a minute. Now right here in Romans chapter 15, verse 5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement. My God, my God. Some of you feel it discouraged. Some of you feel cast down. Some of you, the devil tried to come at you with the spirit of discouragement, but the devil's a liar. May the God who gives the encouragement, amen, that the devil, when the devil shucks out all that discouragement, I'm here to tell you, God gives encouragement. God will give you encouragement tonight. He'll lift you up. He'll fix the thing for you, amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you that hope back. He'll give you that joy back. Somebody say, the God who gives encouragement and endurance. Some of you felt like giving up. You felt like throwing in the towel. You felt like quitting. But I'm telling you, he's the God that gives endurance. You might not have it on the inside. You might not have another drop of go or a little bit of go in you. Amen. But God gives endurance. He'll give you the second wind. He'll give you the hope. Say, he's the God that gives endurance and encouragement. Somebody say, as long as he's giving it, I'll take it.
I don't have to work it up in my own strength, my own power. He's the God that does it. Hallelujah. Why are you so encouragement? He keeps giving it to me. Hallelujah. While the world tries to steal it from you, God will give it back to you. If you've lost your hope, if you've lost your vision, if you've lost your dream, if you felt like giving up, I'm here to tell you, he's the God in the house tonight that gives encouragement. Hallelujah. And endurance. Hallelujah. You can make it. Faithful is he who begun a good work in you, which will also complete it. He'll give you endurance. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say I receive endurance. Hallelujah. Give you endurance. Give you a spirit of what? Of what? Of what? With that, the God who also gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of what? Unity. Blakadadi said, we're about to get blessed in Nations Church. We're about to get blessed in Nations Church. We're about to get blessed in Nations. Oh, Rabadikis. See, I didn't even. I pray that you hear. This is a word from the Holy Ghost. This is a word from the Holy Ghost. If you just listen to the words that God's been speaking in this house for the last 7 or 8 months, it started out with the word of be ye not discouraged. Amen. Amen. Don't grow weary in doing well, for in due season you shall not reap. Don't grow weary. Y'all remember the don't grow weary debar? Then right after that, Brother Jesse and some of you others said, God's got a word, and we didn't even know what it meant. He said, God just wants you to get your confidence back and be encouraged. Somebody say hallelujah. Then all of a sudden we got a spirit, amen. Something came through and people came and people left, amen. Hallelujah. And you know what that was? That was nothing but, you know, that's nothing but disunity leaving, amen, so that unity might come, amen. When that which is perfect comes, somebody say glory to God. That which is imperfect goes away, hallelujah. Somebody say praise God, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise. God praise. God praise. God praise God. You can't expect good to come and bad not to leave. Hallelujah. When that which is perfect comes, glory to God, that little bit of stuff you've been getting by with got to go. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. So many of us want to be all trashy. We want to be trashy and no class. We want to have trailer park mentality. What do you mean trailer park mentality, Brother Ron? You want to get a new TV and sit it up over top of that other TV that don't work. Amen. Amen. When that which works comes, when that which is perfect comes, you got to get rid of the stuff that don't work anymore. Don't sit the new TV on the old TV stand. Clean it out. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thanks. Somebody say, let it go. Let it go. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't do anything to mess up your house anyhow. Somebody say, thank God. One car in the front yard don't work. Amen. The one that works in the driveway, let it go. Somebody say, amen. When that which comes, when the good comes, the bad goes. Somebody say, praise God. We got to be like John Wayne. There ain't enough room for both of us in this town. One of you got to go. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, see, some of you are about to come into some things. Well, I don't want to come at this one's doing this, this one's doing this. That's what this one did. That's what this one had. I tell you what, when that which is perfect comes, that which was imperfect goes. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, don't you let the devil lie to you. You are that thing which is perfect. You are that thing which is perfect. The Holy Ghost himself told me you are that fertile ground. You are that fertile ground. So don't let the devil, I'm telling, speaking to everybody in here, you are that fertile ground. Don't you let the devil lie to you. You are the ones that are ready to be used of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody say, I am fertile ground. Say, I'm the perfect which has come. Hallelujah. Say, God's been making room for me a long time. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. But I got to do it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, that God that gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow what? Jesus Christ. Let God give you endurance. Let God give you encouragement. Let God give you unity as you follow Jesus Christ. See, a lot of people want endurance, and they want to be encouraged, amen, that they can walk in strife along the wrong path, amen. But God wants you to find the Word of God. Somebody say the vision of God. As you follow Jesus Christ, as you follow the vision of God, as you follow the anointing of God, amen, God's about to supply something in this house.
Amen.
Those ingredients. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Vision, encouragement. Ooh, what about that little bus shit? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Vision. Vision, unity, and power. Vision, unity, and power. Vision, unity, and power. Encouragement, endurance, and unity. My God, what a blessing. What a blessing. Somebody say amen. What a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. So that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, a lot of people want to, you're not going to be able to glorify God until you allow God to strengthen you and give you endurance, until you allow him to put you in unity. Amen. How about somebody say, I want to glorify God? If you let God do these things, then you'll start to bring glory to him. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort, somebody say, make an effort, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope. Somebody say, I'm called to one hope. Let me tell you something straight up. When you're called into something, you're called into a word that's already existing. There's just one hope to Nations Church. There's one vision, one dream, one goal. Somebody say amen. And when you're called into Jesus Christ, there's one vision, one goal, and with Jesus Christ. Amen. What God said is the vision. Amen. Not two, not three, not five, not ten. Somebody say one. Unify around that soul to lift up Jesus and glorify God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We're called. Amen. Somebody say, I'm called to an expectation. You haven't been called just to hang around. Glory to God. God called you into this church. He's called you to an expectation. He's called you to a hope. Somebody say amen. Amen. You're called to something. Glory to God. Say, what is it? What am I here for? You're called to a hope. There's a vision out there that God said, go apply yourself to it. Amen. Go make it happen. Somebody say, I'm called to the Word of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Why, you would have run off a long time ago if you weren't called. Amen. So would have I. Amen. Somebody say, I'm sticking to the Word. Amen. Chairs and carpets and cities and things don't keep you. Amen. But the call keeps you. Amen. You're called to a hope. Somebody say, I'm called to a hope. And that hope is an earnest expectation. That hope is an earnest expectation. Write that down. Somebody say, I expect the vision to come to pass. Say, I'm called to the expectation. And let me tell you what, you'll leave the church, you'll leave anything God's got for you, you'll leave your marriage. Yes, you will. You'll leave your business, you'll leave your dreams, you'll leave your desires. You'll leave anything if you lose what you're called to. When you lose your expectation of good, do you hear what I'm saying? When you lose your expectation of good, you'll leave it. Amen? Amen. But you got to realize and say, I'm called to an expectation. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, I expect it to happen. Somebody say, I'm called to an expectation. You sow to an expectation. Glory to God. When you joined this thing, or you got involved with it, nothing was there. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. You're not called to just an empty house. Glory to God. You're called to the future. Amen. You're called to the expectation about what's to come. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Woo-hoo! Sheila behind the high. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It's good in here tonight. Get excited about the expectation. Somebody say, aren't you upset about what's going on? Say, no, I'm not called to this. I'm called to the expectation. Hallelujah. For the joy that awaited him, he endured the cross. For the joy that what? Awaited him. Somebody say, for the joy that was to come, he endured the cross. He wasn't looking at what was. Glory to God. He was looking at what was to be. You want to endure? Think about what's going to happen. Somebody say, praise God. My favorite scripture. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You will faint too unless you believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. You'll quit, you'll give up, you'll hang it up unless you believe something good's about to happen. Something good, something just right's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you.
Y'all should have let that woman shout by herself. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say there's a vision. Hallelujah. There's a vision. Somebody say, and I'm in the vision. I see you blessed, glory to God. That's a part of the vision. I see you overcoming. That's a part of the vision. I see you with your bills paid. That's a part of the vision. I see you with a house that you own, don't paying any bills on it. You hear what I'm saying? Not paying any past note on it. Somebody say, that's a part of the vision. I see you with a car that runs, amen, that don't got no ball tires, amen. That's a part of the vision. I see you ministering. That's a part of the vision. Somebody say, it's there. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go to the sweet by and by, somebody say, in the land of the living. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. You're not going to find the goodness of the Lord in the land of the dead. Around dead people and people that speak curses and all that other mess. Glory to God. You're going to find the goodness of the Lord where? In the land. Hallelujah. I don't even believe I'm going to see goodness of the Lord in the land of the dead. Glory to God. In the land of the living, you'll see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Somebody say thank God. Woo! Say I'm alive and unified in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God we're getting there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Somebody say, thank God. And it gets better than that. And it gets better than that. We're called to do something. We were called to this area. God called us to do this thing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Let's go there. And he gave some apostles. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. And he gave some prophets, and he gave some evangelists. He gave some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Glory to God. Somebody say, to get them ready. There's an anointing to get you ready. Somebody thank God. There's an anointing to get you ready to be used by the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, a real pastor will get you ready. A real prophet will get you ready. A real evangelist will get you ready. Somebody say, I'm getting ready. Thank God. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to what? Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, thank God. Listen. Of the knowledge of the Son of God, my, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea. When that fivefold ministry ministers to the body and they start to manifest the glory of God through the spirit of unity, guess what? Then the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. You're the vessel that God's going to fill, that the world might know the knowledge of God. Listen to this, that the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, what? Man. So say unto, oh, bye-bye, double, shalom, glory to God. Y'all going to have to lock me up. Y'all going to have to lock me up. Now I get it. I saw, it was one of those, I think it was Sunday morning or Sunday night, I saw a big foot come down through the ceiling. Somebody said, the perfect man's about to show up. The body's going to come together. Somebody said, he'll start from the foot and work his way up. Somebody say, praise God. His foot was bigger than all of us. So he's about to put his foot down. Amen. Somebody say, it's all right. Somebody say, it's all right. The foundation. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Y'all want to have a Holy Ghost meeting? You got somebody waiting at the airport right now, but y'all want to have a Holy Ghost meeting? God just brought something back to my remembrance. God just brought something back to my remembrance. Yeah. I was with another house. We were at another, working in another ministry. And I had a vision while I was in the ministry, because they were offering, you know, before we had done Nations Church, there were certain things, that possibilities for us doing some things at another place. And I had a couple dreams. And one of the dreams was, I'm not going to go into that, but one dream was I was in a building. And in this building, everywhere I put my foot fell through the floor. You ever had your foot fall through a cracked floor or a floor that's not stable? It was not able to support. Amen.
not able to handle, amen, the weight of the foot, amen. Somebody say, praise God. I believe that was a prophecy. I believe that was God saying, it's not ready yet, amen. If God put his foot down in that stuff that was bad, there was no foundation. There was no foundation laid. There was no foundation for a move of the Spirit, amen. God could not put his foot down in that place because it would fall through and crack the floor, amen. But Sunday, amen, I saw it, and it wasn't this house. Sunday, I saw the foot of God, and I didn't understand it. How many of you heard me when I said I saw a foot come down, and I had Gloria stand up in the platform there because we didn't know what it meant. Now I know what it means. God said, hey, guess what? There's a foundation, amen. I'm about to put my foot down, amen. The foundation has been laid. Glory to God. He's ready to put his foot down. He's ready to show up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, God is stepping on, amen. Somebody say, come on, hallelujah. He just got his foot there, amen. It's just his foot there. I wonder what's going to happen when he stands up. What's going to happen when the other one comes? Come on. Yeah. Yes, precious. Huh? She said the angels were going around. That demonstrates that's an anointing. That's an anointing, and that's a grace. That means another dimension of the Spirit, a heavier weight of the glory of God. Amen. Y'all are able to handle it. God got out of here what couldn't handle it, amen. You're the people that can handle it. Amen. You're the ones that God can use to get something like that to happen. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, till we all come to the unity of the faith unto a perfect man. Mm. And that perfect man is Jesus. To the stature of the fullness, woo, of Christ. Somebody say, the fullness of the anointing. A full anointing. You ready for a full anointing? Woo! You ready for a full anointing?
Yeah.
See, that's why God was talking to me about love. You know, he had already spoken in my heart. He said, greatest of these things is love. You know, all these gifts are wonderful. You know, and I said, well, God, okay, is that what you're telling me, that we don't need it? You know, I know we love gifts. He said, but I want you to love. Love is more important. I said, well, if you want me to love, I'll teach us love. I won't teach the gifts ever again. I won't do any of those things. I'll just stay in love. I had come to that conclusion about a week ago. Amen. Sunday morning, we got in here after I submitted that to the Holy Ghost. Amen. He didn't want me to stop teaching the gifts of the Spirit and the flow of the Holy Ghost. He said, just because you were willing and you realized that love is the most important thing. Amen. I'm going to give you a double dose of the Holy Ghost. That's why we had such a manifestation here on Sunday morning. Somebody say amen. The fullness of the stature of Christ. Somebody say, how? Not just a part, not just a little bit of it. When we all come together, it's not me. It's not just me. It's all of us coming together and doing what God, each part supplying.
Yes.
You're about to see Jesus. His hand's going to get upon you. You're going to unify. And when you unify, guess what? They start to see Jesus. Somebody say amen. You want Jesus to come together. You want God to show up, agree with somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Unto the perfect man, unto the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more what? That we henceforth be no more children. Somebody say, when I was a child, I behaved as a child. Right? But now that I'm grown up, amen, I put away childish things. Somebody say amen. Say, you got to put away childish things and childish people. Somebody say amen and grow up. Somebody say, when that which is perfect is come, the imperfect shall be done away with. Put that along with this scripture right here. Put it along with that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every, somebody say every wind. Say every wind of doctrine. Somebody say, don't believe every little wind, every little spirit. Amen. By the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love. Somebody say the truth in love. That means telling people the truth. Amen. In obedience. If you love me, you'll obey me. Amen. There are certain things you won't be obedient to say. It's easy not to say it. You just want to shut up. Amen. But because you're obedient to God, you're going to tell them the truth. Somebody say amen. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up, somebody say grow up, into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh what? Y'all want to go back to the wilderness? No. Listen, maketh what? Maketh what? Read that word. Maketh, when this stuff happens, what happens?
Increase.
Maketh what?
Increase.
Maketh growth.
Yes.
So say, make it, say, we're about to grow.
We're about to grow.
Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in what?
Love.
love each other, edify yourself. You want to edify Nation Church, you want to build Nation Church, love each other. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When we unify, we come together, you can't unify until you get a vision. There's no such thing as unity without a vision. You hear what I'm saying? You got to have a vision to unify on, you know? You want the vision, you know, get on the website. Find out what God's saying, amen? That's what you got to unify on. Don't unify with personality. We can't have unity unless we get on the vision, amen? We're unified to see a Holy Ghost-filled place, amen? And the power of God moving. That's what the unity is, amen? You get upon that, when that unity, get the vision, know what the vision is, amen? Know what the vision is, unify around it, then the power of God will come. And when the power of God comes, somebody say, maketh increase. You're about to become the water of the sea. You're about to become the water of the sea. Paul said, I planted, but Apollos watered, and the Lord gave the increase. Somebody say, I planted some seeds. Amen. You water that seed. You get out there. You wait till you start teaching. Amen. Some of you are going to start to water. You're going to go out there and say, listen what I heard. Listen what I figured out. I've been in Holy Ghost meeting. This is what I learned. This is what I'm able to do. I can tell you some stuff. Amen. And you're going to find out as you step out there in that same anointing. Somebody say amen. In the same grace, in the same anointing, that same thing. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to go out there. That's what watering the seed is. You already got the seed on the inside of you. Amen. All you got to do is say, I'm about to go out there and water. If you go out there and just water people, amen. Somebody say amen. There's some people that are dry out there. Amen. You're going to go out. Somebody say, I got my bucket of water. Say, I got me some water. Amen. I'm going to go splash some people. Amen. And whatever you splash, God will give the increase. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Say ha. Say,
as soon as I water,
God will give the increase. There's something about, we got that Bible study called Watering Word Seed. And most of you are going to be teaching Watering Word Seed. Hear what I'm saying? We got that Bible study called Watering Word Seed. Why? Because that's the increase. That's how this house will be increased. That's how increase comes. Increase comes, amen. See, we plant seeds. When you hear the word go out here, we're planting seeds. When you hear me teach, you see this ministry go forward, all I'm doing is planting seed. This is not going to bring increase. You know that? Increase not going to come just from me teaching and preaching and doing all those other things. That's not how increase comes. You know how increase comes? You want to see this house? You know what's going to happen? When you take that word and you start to preach it, and you start to teach it, and you start to do it, then God starts to give the increase. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. When you start to take it out there and start to work it, somebody say hallelujah, that's when the increase happens. So say watering. I planted, Apollos watered, and God did what? Gave the increase. Somebody say amen. You want to find, when you see big groups here, when you see large groups, when you see pockets of people in here, they're here not because Pastor called them. You hear what I'm saying? When you see large pockets of people here, they're here not because Pastor called them, Pastor, you know, gave them the phone call and patted them on the back, wiped their nose and wiped their behind for them. Amen. They're not in here for that reason. You know, when they're, you know, the one, when you see a group of people in here, there's somebody out there watering. There's another water out there. There's a Tizo or Gloria or Sandra, a Belle or a Rita calling somebody. Say, man, that's where increase comes. Somebody say amen. That's where increase comes. Increase. See, let me tell you, you want to know another trick about an increase? Let me tell you what. Shepherds don't breed sheep.
That's right.
Sheep make sheep. Somebody say praise the Lord. Shepherds will make another shepherd. But you can't eat shepherds. You can't survive on shepherds, you know? Hear what I'm saying? You just have shepherds looking at each other, you know? Well, where are all the sheep? Shepherds don't breed sheep. That's one of the things I had to learn. You know, you want to figure out what you can do, figure out what you can't do.
Amen.
Amen. Sheep. You hear me? Sheep breed sheep. Shepherds. Amen. Sheep breed sheep. Shepherd will make another shepherd, but a sheep will make a sheep. You hear what I'm saying? Every seed produces after its own kind. Somebody say, thank God. Then we got some of these great fivefold ministries. Church is not even, church, let me tell you what, churches don't even come into increase because you got a bunch of fivefold ministers in there. Because all you're going to get is a bunch of fivefold ministers. You have about 10 of us in here all looking at each other having a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. But as soon as we get somebody that's just willing to be at what? A sheep. Somebody say, amen. This is what God did to me. Amen. I'm going to take it back to my job. I'm going to take it back to my husband. I'm going to take it back to my next door neighbor. That's when the miracle starts to happen. Sheep. Somebody say, sheep. Breed sheep. Look at somebody and put your hand and say, the anointing of increase is on you. You're sitting up here expecting me to bring increase in sons. You think of a shepherd having a sheep. When a shepherd has sheep, that's when I'll... Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise God. Somebody say the anointing is on me. And how do sheep make sheep? They get into unity. They find somebody to agree with. You hear what I'm saying? They get in agreement. It takes two. Hear what I'm saying? Like what we're talking about tonight. Somebody say amen. No lone rangers. Amen. Let me tell you what. I couldn't do this. It takes two. And I'm not just talking about a husband and wife. I'm just because you could be single, but you better find yourself a partner. Amen. You better find somebody to get in agreement with. God sent them out in twos. You hear what I'm saying? You think I'd be doing? God sent them out in twos. It takes two. You better get yourself somebody you can be yoked with. Somebody say amen. Or three. You can hang. Amen. And get in agreement with them and run. Then you'll see increase. Somebody say hallelujah. It's been good tonight. Hallelujah. Well, that's the first part of this. Somebody say amen. Go ahead. Share it. Go ahead. She's watering the seed. Go ahead. Jesse, you going to turn that on? He's been raptured. We can't get it on tape.
This came out of our class today. Our class was on love, a more excellent way. And I have to read this to you. There was something about the wind, and that's why I pulled this out to look at it, but I couldn't find that, but God showed me why he wanted me to pull this out. And it was talking about, it says here, but people that love God and others hold on, and their tenacity will prevail in any heated battle. They are excellent ones that know the better way to win. Now listen to this. Desire spiritual gifts with all your heart, but first have a foundation of love that can handle anything. The more excellent way means love that is ready for use. You are the new breed that will be ready to be used by God because you are not going to base anything on giftings or talents, but only on the love of God.
How many can visualize yourself with a watering word seed class?
Amen.
How many can visualize yourself teaching 12 people?
Amen.
For a season? Can you visualize that? Can you visualize that? Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say praise God. We'll supply it. Amen. We'll believe in God. I'm believing God by the end of this year we're going to have about 100 of them.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Everybody's been sitting up under this thing. Anybody been sitting up under this word and got the word? Amen. We're going to send you out. You're going to go teach somewhere. I don't care who you are. You're going to teach. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So say, get out there and tell somebody else.
Amen.
Take the CD. Take the CD and you get out there and tell somebody else. Tell everybody shut up and listen. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm believing God for one in Conroe. Hallelujah. Get ready. I'm believing God for a watering word seed Bible study in Conroe. I'm believing God for one out there where you are. Somebody say, praise God. Believing God for two in the Woodlands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm believing God for one down in Westheimer. Amen. Somebody say, it'll happen. Watch. Somebody say, praise God. You're not going to have increase until you do. Do you hear what I'm saying? There won't be increase until you do. Stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about others and start to get up. If you say, I don't know what to do, well, get in the word seed class. Amen. Learn how they run. Amen. And then you can run one. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Stand up. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Amen. Too bad. We got to pull off about $7,000 tonight. Amen. You're the people that's going to do it. Amen. Can anybody agree with me? Amen. Thank God we don't need $7,000. Hallelujah. There were days when we were like that. We don't need $7,000. We can have it. Amen. We don't need it. That's good. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. We've set up, you know, Jesse and I set up in this church with people, groups larger than this, and we've taken offerings knowing that we needed about 10.
Amen.
Standing in faith for 10. I thank God I don't have to stand in faith for 10 anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm still standing in faith. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all know that next Wednesday's a holiday. Next Wednesday's a holiday. It's Bishop's Day. It's the bishop's birthday. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The bishop's birthday. We're sending them out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Bishop of our souls. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. God is a good God. Any other birthdays coming up this month? Amy's the 12th too? 13th and 16th. My Lord. Is it 27th birthday? Another 27th birthday? Tracy's the 30th. Yes, Brother Jesse, when's you? Amen. Wasn't it good? Did you hear what he said? Move. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, so good has been good. Hallelujah. Hold that offering up in the air as soon as they get it. Okay. Are you supposed to share it? Okay.
We have a friend. Her name is Brandy, and her grandfather died.
Just now? Oh, okay. Well, let's pray for her.
So we need to pray for the family.
Who got the faith? Pray. Go ahead. Just see. Who wants to go get him up? Since he, if they ain't embalmed him yet, we can go. Somebody can go get him up. Who's gonna go? She's gonna raise him and marry him. Amen. That's right. Jesse, you got the prayer for this going on. Two things. Kelly got a report of healing this week from her doctor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They use a C word on her. Amen. The doctors don't like to use a C word when cancer cured. Amen. But Kelly got the C word cured. We went down to the clinic to the hospital with her, and the doctor, while she was in there, told her, we're going to use a C word on you. They said, we thought you were dead. He said, I don't know why we were treating you. We thought that's why they gave her so many drugs. They said she was dead. Amen. But didn't God show them?
Amen.
Tell them we're on the way or hang up on them. Go on, Jesse, get that. Amen. The other thing, can I give you a piece of a vision each service right before? One of the things that we will do is I got released from the Holy Ghost to do this. We're going to start a healing school. Hopefully we'll get it up by September. And what healing school will be, we're going to train people how to minister healing, how to teach healing, how to work with people that are sick. Amen. And I'm believing God for the day that once a week, that this place will be, in a weekday, this place will be full of sick people hearing the word of God to get healed. Amen. You know, I was down there. God took me down there with them, and I was in that place. That whole building was filled with nothing but people with cancer. And I said, boy, they're sitting here in this waiting room. I love to have them waiting in Nations Church. I don't mind. Isn't that beautiful? Just minister to them as they're going through, because different people are different places of their healing. They're going through chemo and different things, and we want to minister to them. Amen. How many are excited about healing?
Amen.
How many are excited about healing?
Amen.
Guess what? Look at me. We will do it.
Yes, we will.
You hear me? I will do it.
Yes.
Amen. We will have that healing center in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. That's why the devil say this place will house healing. And then the day will come they don't have their own building. Amen. There'll be one building dedicated for nothing but healing. Amen. Healing counselors. Amen.
Somebody says, I'm feeling real bad in my body right now. They've been going through chemo. I want you to visualize it. Visualize it. See, this is what my job is to give you the vision of what God said and get it in your spirit so you can believe. Amen. But I'm believing God for a one bay strictly for nothing but healing. Amen. People that say, I'm called to get people healed, I see them with desks and computers, and they're on call so that when people are feeling down in their faith concerning their healing, they'll be right there. Hey, I can't go to chemo by myself. Will you go with me? Amen. See, sometimes you can pray all of a sudden and get somebody healed like Benny Hinn. But sometimes it's a process of time. Sometimes you got to just minister healing. There's some people that all they're going to do is teach healing. Amen. I can see just one thing where we're just teaching healing from the basics. You know what? We even going to have one part of the healing school is nothing but laughter. Because the Bible says laughter doeth good like a medicine. Amen. So we're going to have people in there telling jokes and also flowing in the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? I heard heaven, and we're going to do it in Jesus' name. Somebody say it's healings. Amen. And I believe the day will come when somebody gets sick and they say, I tell you what, if you're going to go to the hospital, make sure you get over there to the Nation's Church and get in that healing school. Make sure you get in that healing school. Somebody say, they'll work with you. Somebody say, you'll be healed in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I claim healing in Jesus' name. And I don't know why. Just place your hand in that direction and say, we claim a bay right over there on that side. We claim a bay right now for the healing center in Jesus' name. The sick will be healed in Jesus' name. Somebody say, praise God. The devil's trying to test us about trying to, well, don't you need to be worried about what you got? No. Forget that. This is God's problem. We're going over there. So God said, you know, I went to God to tell him about the problems we got with the bills right now. You know? And you know God didn't say a word? You know, I say, well, God, don't you know this is due, that's due, amen? All the stuff that's happening, God said, you stretch, amen? I said, okay, that's your problem then. What do you want? He said, go get the healing school up, amen? Somebody say, praise God.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God. Healing school will be up in Jesus' name. You want another piece of vision? You want another piece of vision? Just real quick, amen? Somebody say, Impact Ministries.
Impact.
Say it again, Impact Ministry. There's going to be one building with nothing but offices in it. Offices and copiers and computers and all type of tape duplicators and machines. And you know what's going to be in there? People that are just called to help ministries.
Amen.
And we're going to help ministries. Amen. Somebody's got a ministry, doesn't have an office. Guess what? We're going to do the work for them. Amen. I'm believing God have about 20 or 30 people. All they do is help ministries, no matter who they are. Amen. As long as they preach in the gospel, the full gospel of Jesus Christ, they can come here and get help. Say, I don't know how to do a website. We'll have people here. Say, pray. How many of you would love a job like that? So say, what ministry do you work for? I work for about 20 of them. Some say, I work for about 20 ministries. Amen. Some say, one day you're working for Nations Church. Next day, who knows? You could be working for Billy Hunt, Joel Osteen, or anybody. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, excellence. Somebody say, watch it come to pass. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, we're going to be a blessing to some people. Somebody say, amen. Don't worry about it. You preach the gospel. We got your paperwork. Amen. Somebody say, I'm believing God for Holy Ghost-filled accountants, amen, that will keep the books for these different ministries in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be building computers for ministries and giving them to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we're going to work. We're in a rich city. Amen. That's why the devil doesn't want us. Somebody say, we're going to buy this place in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen. And somebody say, well, we can do better. Then we'll give it away and buy something else. somebody say, praise the Lord. So every service, don't let me forget. Who wants to remind me? We have to do this. Let me tell you what. This is why we're having problems, because I have not been speaking the vision to you. Amen. The church perishes when you don't hear the vision. You need to hear me teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but each week not make up things. Amen. But we need to speak the vision. So every service, every time we come together, I'm going to give you, I won't speak my desire. I won't speak my heart. Amen. Amen. I'll put a little style on it, and I'll tell you when it's my style, but I'll speak to you the things that God put in my heart.
Amen.
I'll speak those things. Every week I'm going to plant the vision in your heart. Amen. And you're going to find out that some of the things you have vision on, you're going to hear me speak. Amen. And say, that's mine. That's what God told me. That's what God told me. That's what God told me. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's room for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are y'all excited about that?
Yes.
Somebody say, let it be.
Let it be.
Say, thank God,
for the healing center
in Jesus' name. And Impact Ministries. Hallelujah. Say,
the devil's a liar.
We have more than enough money to do what God wants us to do. And say, my ministry. You speak to yourself. Say, my big ministry. Say, my ministry. Say, there's room for my ministry right here. Say, my ministry will manifest this year.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go on and sow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Write the vision down and we'll put it on the web. We're going to do a vision section on the web. And we're only going to put members in there. In prayer. Praise the Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Go ahead, girl. Yes, speak it. Tell it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And get it met. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I agree. I agree. You hear that? Somebody say, I'm waiting on my partner in Jesus' name. That's a good vision. That's a good vision. Okay. 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 Or you have to speak Spanish and teach in Spanish. Praise God. We already met somebody that wants to come and get taught the Word of God, but they don't speak Spanish. And we said we got. They speak Spanish, but they don't speak English. So somebody, praise the Lord. Praise God. That's a good, and you know what? That'll counteract what those soothsayers are doing. Amen. That's why people are running over here to these astrologers and stuff, because Christians won't pray. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's good. Amen. Did you have a good nap? How could you sleep with me doing all that yelling? Amen. Somebody say, thank God for this blessed offering. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray for a wonderful crew on Sunday morning.
Yes.
Amen. And we pray for that choir in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You sound so good when you sing. We are going to have choir rehearsal this week. Praise the Lord. Y'all be blessed.